Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Wow, happy Christmas, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Look who's here, everyone.
Hey!
Christmas in the studio.
Come on.
There's some jelly babies that Richie's brought in.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you very much for your present as well, by the way.
That's all right.
Richie got me this as a Christmas present.
What does that do?
Richie, I wonder if you'd like to demonstrate, like you did, because you had to demonstrate it to me, because I wasn't entirely sure what it was, but a lovely gift.
This will soon take over the world. Everyone will need one of these. Look, it's a telescopic pointer, but it's not a pointer. Because it's got a metallic end, okay, when I twist this here, you'll notice a light comes on.
Oh, that is special.
For when you've lost something down the back of the sofa, okay, so you've got a light to find it, and then it's got a metallic nib to bring it back out.
If the item that you've lost is metallic.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
magnetic on the end, is it?
Yeah.
If it's something soft and fabric, it will work.
Yeah, often it's the kids' stuff's plastic and stuff like that, but... And also, it's the kind of thing... I mean, it's lovely, mate. I mean, thank you.
I've bought about 13 of these.
Well, 10 minutes ago, it was 15. I mean, by 7 o'clock, you bought, what, 5? So they're obviously expensive.
£3.
You got me a gift that was £3. Wow.
Yeah, but you got to remember.
Where did you get something like that? It looks like one of those things you get from Poundland.
No, Homebase.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you very much.
I spent £3 on that yesterday. And you have to remember, that's alongside the £5 Christmas Millionaire scratch card the Bendix mints that you've already had.
That's fantastic. These are those kind of things you see in the back of Mail on Sunday and stuff like that. For old people, isn't it? Like along with the sort of scissors that they can cut their toenails with that they can't bend over.
Oh, no.
This is an idea for someone who actually can't move very well. I mean, I know I'm 40 next year, but I am still able to sort of bend over and use an arm.
I'd put a sportsman's wager of £2.50 that you will have used that within the next calendar month.
I bet you are. I think you will. I think that's brilliant.
It's a big bet, isn't it? £2.50.
Within the calendar month. Within the calendar month, you will have used that.
Is that a Mayan calendar?
What time has it all meant to end today, then? Just so I can sort my Christmas...
11:30.
Tonight or in the morning?
Yeah.
This morning.
11:13.
Yeah.
11:13?
13 is the key number. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why 13?
Well, 13 is a mystic number to the Mayans, and everything's in sequences of 13, so 11:13 is the key time.
I got a bit spooky then. Just as he mentioned that, the music ran out.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So is it best that I did my Christmas shopping after the apocalypse?
Yes.
So I guess there'd be less people on the streets. Yes. Well. There'd be smaller queues in the shops.
You'd probably pick up a few bargains.
Now, this morning's show then, last show on Earth and last show of the year for us. It's the Nativity.
People have been talking about this me and apocalypse like there's no tomorrow.
Oh.
Hang on.
Oh, zing.
Wasn't aware there was going to be a joke this morning from David.
There we go.
This is a historic moment now, listeners. David is receiving his script for the first time.
Yes.
Ooh,
there you go.
Exciting.
That is the finished amended script.
Thank
There's
you.
Your copy.
Oh, it's warm with photocopying.
Mm.
Nice. Okay. I'm just looking for my first line.
I think you'll find his third page in.
Uh-huh.
And if you go a few more pages, you'll see the first gag.
Whoa, everyone, just slow down today.
There we are.
Hey. Go. All right, so the Nativity is live at 8 o'clock this morning, okay? 6:10 of Monsters and Men, Little Talks.